Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion with conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your business, your family can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, Sarah Nash, All Green Queen. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you with us. And Pete Fender, Michael Cox is with us, Falling Bright Wine Merchants. Welcome back.
Pleasure to be here again. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Chat a little bit about wine today with with Michael. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, take this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating another beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio. Today it is National Cocoa Day. I take cocoa almost any way I can get it. You know, you're looking at hot cocoa. Mitchell's probably listening on his way back here. I got a hot cocoa right now. I add some whipped cream on top. You gotta love it. Hot cocoa, hot chocolate, cold cocoa, cocoa in my boot. Well, whatever. We'll go anywhere we want with cocoa, but that's a fun stuff. I better get off that topic or else I might get too diverted for the day. So let's look and see what the markets are doing. Dow Jones Industrial Average. Well, we're looking at fun. We're on Dow 20,000. Watch if it happens during the broadcast. You may hear the famous tone. Well, we'll see if that happens this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 100 points this morning, 19,896. Beware, you've been warned. I'm going to tell you a little more about that later in the broadcast, but beware, it's coming. We've got another, I'm going to tell you that it's about 18 days left in this rally. There's a very specific reason that there's 18 days left in this rally, but we will talk about that as well. Oil. Well, we're looking at oil right now, up 9 cents a barrel, $52.92 a barrel. However, here in the state of confusion, if you're looking for a gallon of gasoline, we are still right about the highest in the country, $2.66 a gallon. We're about 5-6 days in a row. We're seeing the national average creeping up, $2.21.2 today. A month ago, it was $2.17. A year ago, it was $2 and a penny. But at least here in the state of California, we understand that we like to pay more taxes. So we're spending 42.35 cents per gallon of gas just on taxes alone. Yeah, not fun. But hey, you know something? We like to tax ourselves. Maybe we can have another election and vote for a little more taxation here in the state of confusion. We enjoy that. It's amazing how we like to do that. Moving right along. November import prices declined. Who cares? It's going to still have a little bit of an effect on the market. We did see they finished counting. We did get some news on the counting. Yeah, well, Wisconsin there. Whoops, wrong boat. Our band doesn't always hit the things that I want them to hit, but we do have the results are in. Jill Stein, she won a new vote in Wisconsin. She got it. Trump won by a little more than what they originally thought. So I wonder if she's going to go away and hide under a rock now instead of wasting more people's money. I don't have any pity or sympathy for the people that spent their money or listened to Jill Stein in this issue. They wanted to send their money. They wanted to waste their money on something they knew would not matter. And, hey, this is America. You get to waste your money however you want to. So why don't you send more money to Jill Stein and see. Maybe she wants to recount California as well and see if there are more people that want to pay more taxes in California. Or did you notice that she didn't have a recount in New Hampshire, which had the closest margin? Just kind of curious there. I wonder what she might be doing.
What are you
doing? Yeah, we have no idea. I'm not sure that she does either. Moving right along, Jill Stein. Maybe she'll go away. But Podesta, no, he's not going away. Podesta is still out there in the news. He wants to now have a security briefing for all of the members of the Electoral College. Another loon. Where did this guy come from? Maybe we can get an email and find out. Can somebody call Julian Assange and see if there's another email out there that might tell us what he's really up to this time, other than not wanting to believe the results of an election? I wonder where that debate was where Hillary Clinton gave that idea that, you know, it would be totally wrong to challenge an election. I guess that changes when you're the one that's the loser. I guess just a little bit more fun right there from our friends. Amazing. How about this is going to be? I wish I could be a fly on the wall at Trump Tower today when Jeff Bezos shows up there Yeah, he's the one that owns Amazon and the Washington Post. Yeah, National Enquirer, I think, is more accurate than the Washington Post nowadays, but that's just a different issue. So one of the things I thought that we probably should talk about, being that the stock market is surging the way it is, and I did just share with you that there's 18 days left in this Trump rally. Why are they specific? Very rarely do you come up with a day count. Maybe I could be off by a little bit, and I'll tell you the only reason that I'm really off by a little bit on this one is 18 days out from right now. I believe that's a Saturday. So the market will not decline on the 18th day. It'll probably be about the 3rd of January when we see the stock market take a huge drop. Why would that be? Well, think about this concept. If you believe, well, if your name is not Jill Stein and you believe that Donald Trump won the election and you believe that tax reform is on the way, we're going to see lower taxes next year. That's the idea. Why would somebody want to sell a profitable stock in December and take profits at a higher tax rate if you can wait until January 3rd? Now, I shared with you yesterday the idea is sell your losers right now because that way you get the tax deductions at the higher tax rate. You're also building up a cash position. That way January 3rd or whenever the market starts doing that correction it's going to do in January, you have cash on the sidelines to invest. So let's take a look at some lies investors tell themselves when stocks are surging. Number one, forgetting that purchase price matters. There are times when you want to sell the winners. There are times when you want to sell the losers, but you need to always have a cash position. Giving into greed is not a good issue. You do not, and if you've got a lot of profit in a stock, start looking at taking a little bit of that profit off the table when it is tax advantageous. Now, if you've got a bunch of losers in your portfolio right now, you better find out who's picking those stocks because the market's up 2,000 points in the last 6 weeks. So if you've got losers right now, you got to wonder about that part of it. But take those losers. You might even say, okay, I've got enough profit in this one, or I think that this stock, Lockheed Martin, might be taking a drop soon, Boeing. And you might say, okay, well, I'll balance out the winners and the losers right now. There you go. So don't give in to greed. Don't confuse the fact. Here's a big, big issue. So many people, I've seen this since I started investing in the 1980s in the stock market. There is a big difference between being a great stock picker and a bull market. The difference in a bull market, you throw, well, I'm dating myself if I say look at the stock page, because there really aren't any stock pages anymore. Is there any newspapers anymore? But I date myself. In the 80s, when you had a bull market, all you did is throw a dart at the stock page. You could find a winner that way. You weren't looking at anything that made any logical sense. As opposed to right now, you have to, when you have a down market, you have to really give it some thought, understanding that. Number four, don't give in to social pressure. There are some people, again, that will say that they have a social agenda. I heard a gentleman just the other day said just out of moral issues, he would not own Philip Morris. Well, I understand that. There's people that say, you know, something, I don't believe in tobacco. I don't believe in alcohol. I can't believe they don't believe in alcohol. But there's some that are that way. Or that they don't believe in gambling. So they don't want to own those stocks. Not a problem with that. Just understand it. Forgetting that earnings matter. You know, yeah, companies have to show earnings. If they continue to lose money, why would you want to keep buying those stocks? There are plenty of them out there that are making good money. There are plenty of them out there on the horizon that will continue to make good money. Make sure you're putting your money in those stocks. Do your homework. Or if you want to really be smart, and when it comes to investing in the stock market, I'm going to give you a surefire tip right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Number one, get rid of the IRA. It's just a waste of money. It's a government ruse to steal your money. So get rid of that. If you've got a 401k, you don't have much option there. You have to keep that one. And then call our friend Al Manfrey because he's got the portfolio that never loses money. Why would it never lose money? Because it's insured. Think about that concept. So, yeah, maybe you're going to pay a little extra money, but if you can never lose, doesn't that make a lot of sense to you? Think about that concept, and we'll talk about that more in the days and weeks to come. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Financing options for that small business, we're going to talk about it drinking wine. You know I talk about that all the time, so we'll chat about that as well. Building your family's wealth over the next 5 years. Are there car loans for people with bad credit? We'll talk about it. And look for the Fed to hike interest rates this week and to ignore the elephant in the room. Other than me, what elephant would they be talking about? I'm just curious, but we'll figure that one out as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I feel like I'm in an echo chamber today. I don't know what's going on with this microphone. Whoa. Hello there. So maybe, you know, the fun of live radio, you always know when you're we're doing live radio or ronsiegelradio.tv, you can tell that it is live. And it's got this tinny sound to me today. Oh, well. We'll figure it out at real-time real estate segment. The subject of our real-time real estate segment, it is being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your property. That information is not available on those the sites or the links that people are putting on Facebook and places like, you're not going to get the equity position there. They don't have the information. So building your family's wealth over the next 5 years, home prices are the best way of doing that. There are some people that think that they can build their family wealth by using renting a property. Probably not going to be your best solution that way. But think about this one. The home price expectations are the prices are expected to appreciate 3.24% per year on average, and to grow by 21.4% cumulatively, according to Pulsonomics' most recent home price expectation survey. What does this mean for homeowners in equity position? As an example, let's assume a young couple purchases a home. I'm going to have to start talking to our guests soon because my tongue isn't working today. If you find a home for $250,000, good luck. But we'll just use that number because I am a simple guy. That is a national number. You can multiply that times 4 if you like to for Southern California. But if you purchase a home for $250,000 in January, we look at only projected increases in the price of that home. How much equity will they earn over the next 5 years? Well, $43,201 is the number based on these different experts from Pulsonomics. Think about that. Compare that to what's going to happen if you rent. Well, you're not going to have any home equity. Just a thought for you. And if you're thinking about no home equity, you're going to probably, well, I better tell you that that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. But if you are thinking about renting, and think about this, I think last number I saw in Orange County, California, the average rent for an apartment, $1,992. Now, I'm not a math whiz. I'm just a simple guy. So I'm around that and say $2,000, 60 months. That about $120,000 that's going to go out the door with no return on that investment? Probably cause you to want to talk to Michael Cox a lot if you're spending $120,000 getting nothing. Might want a glass of wine after that one, don't you think, Michael?
We can definitely help you out.
Holy cow. So tell me, Michael's a wine guru. This sound system today is driving me nuts. We're going to have to figure this out. Does it sound echoey to you guys, too?
A little bit.
Okay.
No big deal.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out. How'd you get involved in wine other than just with a corkscrew?
Right, sure. I was trained in culinary arts, so I used to cook in several restaurants and got interested in the beverage and went with it. So I started studying with the quartermaster sommeliers. And from there, I just started drinking. And, with a good bottle of wine, you start to read a little bit about it. So my interest from there just grew.
So where do you go to read? I'm on the internet.
Sure, sure.
But beyond the label, I mean, I try as hard as I can. And I've been drinking wine for many decades now. And they have to see these tasting notes. And more often than not, I'm trying to say, I like it or I don't like it. But the black cherry, I have trouble figuring out where that is. And how do you develop those type of tastes or knowledge?
When I started first drinking, all I could taste was the fact that I knew that there was alcohol in the beverage. it's just a constant process. And, tasting like flavor profiles that may be apparent in that wine, like you said, black cherry, eating a black cherry, and then tasting a wine that someone has told you has black cherry in it may give you a better idea of how to make that bridge available to your palate. But that's essentially how it is. It's just actually, drinking, thinking about it. What do you see? And that's the art form in the beverage, is that it really is all about what you see, not what somebody else is telling you.
Do you find that sometimes when you come out with a wine on the selections that you do on your wine club or whatever, that it's kind of a self-fulfilling? You tell people, okay, well, it's got a hint of oak and it's got some earthy tones and chocolate or cherry or whatever, that people say, yeah, now I taste it. Now that you just told me that.
Yeah, I do think you can, if you can certainly lead somebody to find flavor profiles that are inherent in the wine. But I definitely for sure think that those flavor profiles are truly in there, and definitely helping someone see that is much just like any average learning process on anything.
So tell me the story behind pairings. I mean, because I've said this many, many times on the broadcast, I like a lighter red. I'm not a light red, but a lighter.
Sure.
I'm not in the big, even though I'm big and heavy, the idea of a big, bold cab is generally not my cup of tea. And I don't care what I'm eating with it.
Right, yeah.
Does that matter?
Right. No, I think that's fantastic. And when talking to people about wine and wine pairings, there's two ways to play the game. You could pair with what is classically available with the food, or you can drink what you like. And I think that's a great pairing. You know, I have plenty of friends that, I want to have a white fish, but man, I really like to drink, you know, Cabernet, a big bold red wine. Is that okay? Well, of course that's okay. You know, you really should do that. Yes, yeah, so I think that's fantastic. You should drink what you like. That adds to the enjoyment.
Is there anything, so to speak, that you would refer to as a seasonal wine? You know, we're in the holiday season right now. Is there something you call a seasonal wine?
Well, you know, we're in the holiday season, just like you said, so everybody's celebrating. Champagne, sparkling wines are fantastic to mark the occasion. And, you know, for the bolder roast beast that, you know, is with the holidays, big, rich red wines are wonderful. And usually friends and family like to drink that together anyway. So, yeah, bold red wines and champagne.
So tell me a couple of non-budget-killing big reds that you would recommend. Is there something you would say that, you know, I mean, I know that you've got the $150, $200, $300 bottles,
sure,
that, you know, I'd like to have a couple of bottles with dinner, so.
For sure.
Right? So what are something in the mid-range that you might say? And what does mid-range even mean?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, you know, there's, our website has, you know, wines from, you know, $15 a bottle to around $1,000 a bottle. And they're all fantastic. We would, you know, you would never put anything that you weren't really proud of showcasing on that list and within that gallery. You know, for me, you know, thinking about a wine that's of quality, you know, you really, you know, to you know, find something that I think is going to be at a value you can, you know, spend $30 to $40 and be really happy.
Okay.
With what you're going to have. Zinfandel is always a great way to go, especially if you want to get some rich, bold flavors, but not have to spend a lot of money.
Now, there's some people that are listening that are as simple as I am, and it took,
sure,
until about 3 or 4 years ago,
sure,
I thought Zinfandel was something that was.
Right, sure. No, that's the white Zinfandel. And I don't have a problem with that. I call that gateway wine. That's what gets you started.
Okay.
You know? And then, you know, if you're 5 years later, you're drinking big, bold red. But yeah, Zinfandel, truthfully, is a red grape. And it makes a delicious, jammy, peppery wine that's pretty easily accessible with most palates. And there's some great producers out there. We have one by the name of Turley that makes wonderful Zinfandels throughout Napa Valley and other parts of California. And they're spectacular wines, and their price points are pretty value-oriented on our list.
Nice. So tell me, why'd you end up opening a wine shop? Because I know you work in a restaurant, a great restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to throw out any names. You might get inundated with people just coming to see you instead,
yes,
of buying dinner. But why'd you open a wine shop?
You know,
you needed enough more things to do.
Right. Well, see, it was opened up with my wife, and we both have a love of great wines. And we were having trouble sourcing the wines that we enjoyed. Many of the wines that we liked were only available direct from wineries or had to be bought on auction sites. So we decided to acquire those wines and offer them in an online gallery setting. And we're able to ship them nationwide and offer them through local delivery throughout Orange County. So it's been a source of able to procure the wines that we like and then offer them to people who we think would enjoy them as well.
So if I know, you know, sometimes I'm not the greatest planner, probably like many males. That,
sure, yeah,
you know,
I understand you completely.
You know, like it's time for my wife's birthday, and usually that morning I'm out shopping for her, but she tells me to pick up a bottle of wine for dinner, and how long is it going to take me to get wine from you?
Yeah, sir. We deliver locally throughout Orange County on Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Okay.
And we set up delivery windows, you know, through email, even phone contact if you want, and get that wine shipped directly to your door. We also work with Common Carrier, so the UPS, FedEx, we deliver wine. We can ship it to you as quickly as 24 hours. And in the special case, we you know, every once in a while, we have been known to get a wine to somebody that day if they really need it in the local area.
So one of the things that I think we've talked about in the past, and I know I've seen on your website,
sure,
is that you guys get a lot of small batch wines, as opposed to the, you know, you're not going to find a lot of the wines that you have over at Costco.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with Costco.
No,
but,
not at all.
You know, I like the idea of some of the smaller ones. They become a little more blind when you take them as a gift.
Yeah, I think a lot of the wines we focus on are limited production, family-made wines, usually by high-end winemakers. And yeah, we're you know, bringing you wines that aren't available everywhere. So what that offers to, you know, the individual is the chance to showcase something that's really special to them and then will become special to their guests. And it really kind of marks the occasion when people will talk about it, you know, that afterwards and say, do you remember that wine that we had? That was fantastic. And of course, that'll lead into memories throughout the evening. And that's what really starts to mark the occasion, is that special wine, because it is a special evening.
Love that idea. One of my problems, I just never remember the wines. But we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening.
You got the smartphone. Take a picture of it. Yeah.
Doesn't you gotta do that anymore?
Right, yeah.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how about funding and financing that small business? You got a dream? Well, you got to pay for it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Are there car loans for people with bad credit? Looking for the Fed to hike interest rates this week. It's going to happen. What do you need to know about that as well? We'll chat about that also. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Don't forget, we can put all of our guest information on that Facebook page. It's at Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. If you miss any part of the broadcast, ronsiegelradio.com. The archives have all the broadcasts as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Tomorrow's the day. We can watch that coming up, the Word on Wealth segment being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. Love this organization. If you take credit cards, Did you ever think about this concept? How about cutting down the cost of your credit card processing fee and then having an institution that will give 20% of that processing fee that's already lower for you? They'll give that to the nonprofit organization of your choice. So it costs you absolutely nothing. You actually save money on your bottom line. And then processing for a cause will give 20%. Now, they have a cool benefit for Ron Siegel Radio listeners. They will analyze your credit card processing statements. If they cannot save you money, they will write a check of $500 to the nonprofit organization of your choice. $500. Now, I know that they've only written the check twice, and one of them was to Walmart. So now maybe if you do a little bit more business in Walmart, maybe you get a better deal than they do. But you may want to check out our friends at Processing for a Cause, especially before tomorrow. Yeah, looking for the Fed, they're going to hike interest rates. The likelihood is that they will raise the rate tomorrow. What effect is that going to have on the stock market? Probably nothing. The market's been planning on it. If they don't raise rates tomorrow, that will have a big effect on the market. Now, this two-day meeting that's going on today and tomorrow, then the question becomes, what are they going to do next year? Or the likelihood is June and December of next year, we will see increases in the rates from the Federal Reserve as well. So just plan that in advance. If you've got a home equity line of credit, if you've got any kind of a loan that's tied to prime rate, that's what Federal Reserve deals in. So make sure that you are planning accordingly for your business. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at Processing for a Cause. If you want to meet them, give me a holler. I'll put you in touch with them. And they do a great job for our community. So speaking of funding and financing and all that stuff, Sarah Nash is with us. All Green. Queen All Green. Queen of All Green or All Green Queen?
All Green Queen. That's what my team calls me.
Do they? It doesn't have anything to do with you drinking too much wine in advance of that, do they?
Usually not so much, no.
Okay, so we put out there this morning on some of our commentary about the difference between debt financing and equity financing, but I'm not sure everybody even knows what the heck the two of those are.
Yeah, so equity financing is essentially receiving funding for your business in exchange for giving up a piece of your business.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, think Shark Tank, exactly.
Okay.
You know, someone comes in, they say, okay, well, I'll give you $500,000, but I want half your company. The reality of that is even if equity financing is the right vehicle for you, only, and this is a hard and fast number, I've heard it over and over again, 1.5% of businesses seeking equity financing are actually going to receive it. 1.5%. That means 98.5% of those people are never going to get a penny for equity financing. And I think a lot of folks...
That kind of a number, it almost becomes, why waste your time?
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of folks don't realize that.
That
a lot of people
right
seeking, you know, especially for a startup company, an early phase business, they don't know that, number one, and two, they don't know they have other options. So debt financing, debt, of course, is a four-letter word, but it doesn't need to be. When you do it in an intelligent manner and you're calculated, debt can be really strategic. So debt simply means money you have to pay back. So instead of giving up a piece of your company, you're paying that money back. Like I said, a lot of business owners, especially early phase, don't realize that they can qualify for debt financing. And you can if you talk to the right people, such as the folks at All Green, such as myself, the All Green Queen. You can qualify for debt financing, even if you're a startup, even if you're early phase.
So do you have to pay an arm and a leg for financing? I mean, as a startup, I mean, I think you were saying to me earlier that a huge percentage of businesses fail in their first year. So then why would I want to lend my money to a startup if a huge percentage of them are going to fail?
It's a great question. And sometimes, you know, the rate is going to be dependent upon the risk profile, of course. So it may be a little bit, you know, more expensive than lending to Walmart, for example. But at the end of the day, it can be affordable. I mean, there are so many options out there. Some of the programs that we offer, for example, will give you 0% for 12 months. The SBA, Small Business Administration, I mean, their whole goal is to increase that success rate. So the number you're referring to that we're talking about at break is 90%. 90% of businesses in America fail within the first year, and that's a huge number.
Wow.
And that's the whole goal of our company. That's our mission statement, is to increase the success rate of businesses in America. So You are right, it does carry a higher risk profile. However, there are absolutely solutions that are affordable for those small and early phase businesses.
So help me understand this one. There's 0% financing for the first 12 months. Why would an investor want to do that?
Well, going back, so it's an investor. Let me back up just a little bit. It can be a private investor, but they see the upside. The upsides are getting in early phase on a really viable business that maybe just other folks don't know about, or they haven't had necessarily the proof of concept to attract that equity investor. And to be honest, a lot of folks have the same sentiment as myself that we really want businesses in America to succeed. And you're not going to do that without some capital behind you. So there are folks out there that have either private banks that lend specifically to businesses, private individuals that would prefer to get repaid in a debt vehicle rather than taking a chunk of a company. But at the end of the day, they want to see those businesses succeed. So they're willing to put their money where their mouth is and get the return as opposed to a piece of the company.
Now, I've listened to some of the commercials, and I've done some homework on companies that, to me, it sounds almost like they're misleading.
Mm.
So I want you to explain that for us, these companies that will say, and I'm just going to use small and simple numbers here. So
sure.
They say that, okay, we're gonna lend you $1,000, and we're going to want weekly payments from you, and you're going to pay us back $3,000, mm-hmm. and they don't want to talk about what the interest rate is. How's that whole game work?
So, yes, unfortunately, that is something that's out there. We always talk to clients about doing due diligence, doing your research, understanding the numbers, read the contract. Even the fine print. Those are considered hard money loans. So you're right. I mean, it can be even daily payments, not just weekly, but daily payments.
Okay.
And sometimes it's a repayment of 6 months at like a 50% interest rate just for that 6 months. And those are crazy. Those are right for almost no businesses out there. And frankly, we don't do those loans. It's not a good fit for most folks. It puts them in a difficult
situation.
Might
help to get that 90% even higher.
Yeah.
Right?
Really. And you get stuck in the cycle where you're repaying, you're starting to run out of money because you can barely keep up with your business because you're repaying that daily payment at this crazy high interest. So you get desperate and you take another one. And I've talked to folks, I refinance those types of loans all day long that have five of them in some cases
Oh, wow.
That are paying thousands of dollars a day, and a huge chunk of that payment is going towards interest.
Those people really need to talk to Michael then, because I mean, if you're dealing with a payment every day, you're going to be wanting a lot of glasses of wine at the end of the day.
You need something to
right?
get
I mean,
that payment. Yeah,
that's scary.
It is, and that's why really, coming to a company like AllGreen and letting us help walk you through the process, because we have so many different options. You don't want to go to someone that's saying, just do this, one option, shove it down your throat. This is all that you qualify for. You really want to speak to an expert that can offer you a wide perspective and a vast array of options.
And one of those things, I love it when they say that this is all you qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And I even say that with the big banks on the corner when they talk about that with people in their home loans.
Sure.
They forget the extra phrase that goes after that. That's all you qualify for with us.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
There are other options. You just need to know where to go for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to hear that there's a company out there that has this mission of helping people.
Yeah.
As
well,
opposed to just from an education standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm one of the owners of the business. I'm a small business owner myself. I'm not going to do something. And we preach this company-wide that don't ever put somebody in a situation that you wouldn't want to be in yourself. So what you're talking about, though, goes hand in hand with actually a new technology that company just came out with, pre-qualification for an array of options. So we now have at allgreenfunding.com, we have a pre-qualification system. So you can actually go through, it takes about 10 minutes. It's a pretty straightforward questionnaire. And at the end of it, we'll say you pre-qualify, or in some cases, of course, folks may not, but you do pre-qualify. You've got an array of options schedule a time with a funding advisor, and we'll walk through what those options are. We'll walk through what you qualify for, what the best option is going to be for you. And sometimes it's doing a couple of different things simultaneously, different types of options simultaneously. Sometimes it's, okay, this is the best fit for you right now because you have this immediate need. This is the best solution for medium term, and this is the best solution for long term. Because we absolutely, people need to be able to have options to select and not just be stuck in one solution.
And one of the things you're
Bank of America, I worked at Bank of America previously, and I can relate to what you're saying.
And one of the things you're saying right there is something that a lot of small businesses have a problem with, is they don't think about the idea that what is the 1-year plan, the 5-year plan, the 10-year plan. And those that are here in Southern California, Orange County, if you want to see a great example of a organization with a 1-year, 5-year, 10-year plan, it's nothing better really than looking right over here at Chapman University. Right?
Yeah.
Jim Doty had a great vision, and they've changed radically over the years, got a lot of money now. Great information. And we're going to talk more with Sarah Nash and Michael Cox when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Are there car loans for people with bad credit? We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. When you are ready for a trust, and if you own real estate in California, you are ready for a trust if you don't have one, unless you don't mind having the governor and the state legislature being the ones taking care of your family if something happens to you, and you never know if something's going to. Heritage, they make the best trust I have seen. It is the least expensive trust I have seen. And even better than that, if you go to the gift bag, go to RSR gift bag, text RSR gift bag to 79564. There's a 25% discount coupon for the trust in there as well. Our friends at Heritage Financial, they're ready to help you right away. Are there car loans for people with bad credit? I could just say yes and leave it at that, but that wouldn't educate you very much. So the first step there, if you believe you've got bad credit or challenged credit, number one, creditkarma.com. Creditkarma.com. Great resource. Don't believe the FICO number they tell, or the credit score number they tell you, because it's generally not FICO. It's a FICO score or a Vantage score, but it will give you trajectory of what's happening with your credit cards. But know what your credit is. Take a look at it. I just had somebody the other day that sent me the credit report, and they filed bankruptcy a year ago, and every one of the items that were discharged are still showing up. Not uncommon. So check your credit. Understand it. Get your score improved. There are ways of doing that. Not the fact, not sending out those bogus letters that say it's not my car or not my debt. They just know you're lying, so don't worry about that. Don't do it. There are legitimate ways that the credit repair companies make sure that your report is accurate. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act says, doesn't say anything has to be on your credit report, but that which is on your credit report must be complete, accurate, and verifiable, all three. Complete, accurate, and verifiable. So if they only put half your credit card number on there, that says it's not complete. If the judge's initials are not on there following a bankruptcy, that is not complete. Needs to be corrected. Find a dealer who will work with you. There are plenty of dealers that will work with you in buying a car, even if you've got a credit score below 500. You're going to pay a lot of money for that, but if you have to get to work, go ahead and do it. We're getting your score corrected. Then refinance your car. You can go ahead and do that at any time. Get pre-approved. There's plenty of ways of doing that as well. Remember, go for the – here's my advice. If you have weak credit, do what you need to do to get the car. Don't go buying a new car. Get a used car, something that's going to serve the purpose, something that's inexpensive. Go for the longest term possible, whatever you have to do. And remember, you're going to refinance after a year if you follow the instructions of getting your scores improved. Refinance that to a better rate at a shorter term. That way you just get the solve the problem, but build your credit up. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by Heritage Financial. Remember, go to the gift bag, RSR gift bag. Text that RSR gift bag at 79564. Grab that coupon. It is a big savings for you. So we're continuing our conversation. We've got a theme going here. We're talking about small business. Michael, I'm assuming that you qualify as a small business.
Definitely. Yeah.
I didn't know it's small. I saw that when I looked at your card, it says Michael Cox, not Mondavi. So
that's
we're
right. That's right.
Right. So we're talking a little small business. How long have you guys been in business?
We've been in business a little bit over a year. We started September last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You guys were just getting started when you came on the first time.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And you have, I love the idea, you get your emails,
mm-hmm.
and the beginning of each month I get this real nice email from you. It's got how do you select the three wines that are in your trio each month?
Yeah, so, we have a tasting trio that we offer every month, and they're selected wines that my wife and I taste, and we...
Tough job.
I know.
And
it's a horrible job, we pick wines that are seasonally driven, wines that go with cuisine that are available to you around this time of year. And of course, we're looking for the highest quality, and we pack those in a trio so that they're offered to in a progressive manner. So usually it's a white wine, a medium-bodied red wine, and then usually a full-bodied red wine. And
so they're meant to be drunk the same night.
You can if you'd like. And certainly, I think you're normally if you'd like to, bring it with friends and family, makes it even a lot more fun. But yeah, it's meant to be enjoyed progressively and offers you a variety of wines to enjoy with a range of cuisine.
One of the nice things that I like when I see that list is it's mm-hmm. almost always, from what I see, small production wines.
Exactly.
So that makes it kind of nice also, because it's not things that I'm going to be able to go to the local liquor store or big box and find. And you guys are out there searching for these little niches, I think.
That's exactly right. So they're all limited production, high quality wines, you know, the same type of wines that are throughout our gallery. Wines that I think showcase people's passion and artistry for that craft. So they're really, really well-crafted wines.
And they usually have a little bit of story to them, and that's kind of nice because, again, you're talking – I'm assuming that maybe I should just ask you this.
Sure.
When you talk about a limited production wine, are those going to generally be a smaller winery, a small winemaker, or is it just that they put a label on something with a small production?
For the most part, we're working with family-run, limited production wineries, and they're usually doing under 500 cases, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 cases annual production. And the reason that we're looking for people like that is because there's usually a little bit more of a hands-on quality to the product that they make. And what we have seen, what we liked, that we like about these products is they're usually very high quality, and you get a little better value from the smaller family-run wineries.
So what's the growth plan look like for Falling Bright Wine Merchants? Where do you want to grow with this?
You know, we love our tasting trio, and we love continuing to offer that to people. And I think that as far as a great value is wonderful for our clients, and certainly helps us find other wines as well. But we look forward to continuing to you know seek out clients in Orange County and grow our business nationwide as well. So that's the beauty of what we do, is we have the opportunity to showcase our wines not only to people in this local area, but because of the website at fallingbrightwinemerchants.com, people are just a click away from our store, and they can have wines shipped to them anywhere within the U.S., even Hawaii.
Even Hawaii. They still qualify as in the U.S.
That's right.
Great information. So if you want some more information, we'll put that Michael's information right there on our Facebook page, or you can go and watch the replays. We got all that information right there. So, Sarah, is there something special that someone would, in the wine business, they need to know something special about financing?
If you know all green, you don't need to know anything special. You just contact us.
Well, one of the beauties that we've talked about with All Green is, and I've always been a small business owner myself. So the beauty is, Michael's in his world, right? He's a wine aficionado. He may not, and I don't know for sure, but he may not be a human resources aficionado, may not be a marketing or a tech guru.
Absolutely.
And that's something that you do, right? So he can really focus on what his real passion is and offload a lot of that other work.
Absolutely. You totally hit the nail on the head. So just as I said, our mission of our business is to help other businesses in America succeed. So if you're spending all of your time trying to become a social media expert to market your business or build your own website or hours upon hours of research on what loans are available or finding the right payroll HR specialist, not only are you not the expert at that, just like I'm not going to perform surgery on myself, I'm going to go to my doctor, or I'm not going to, even change my own oil. I don't even do that. I take my car into a service provider. Same idea. It's not just that you're not an expert, but frankly, business owners don't have time. You need to be focusing on running your business, not on those secondary or tertiary solutions that you need to have for your business to run successfully. So that's exactly what we're here for, is the money piece. But the other side of our business is we're a solution provider. We help provide resources and guidance to those resources. We're actually coming out with a really new, exciting website. I know our social media information will be on Ron's Facebook, so keep an eye on that. Like us on Facebook to follow the cool, exciting things we're doing for 2017. We're rolling out a really robust platform to be just that, an expanded resource guide and solutions for mostly small to medium-sized businesses.
Sounds awesome, because that is a big problem. I mean, having owned businesses, you start spending, and I can watch it now even in the people that I coach, right? Instead of being out there trying to sell another house, they're sitting there looking at Facebook and calling that work.
Yes.
And it's a whole different paradigm, or they're sitting there trying to figure out, what is the labor sign that I have to have back by the bathroom?
and
instead
you're working,
of tasting another bottle of wine.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, you do. You find that a lot of business owners are guilty of working in their business and not on their business.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, we see that a lot. And that's what we're here for, is to help you be able to focus on what's truly important in your business instead of those, you know, kind of sideline fringe items that are necessary, but really are not what should be taking your focus.
You need to spend more time on those money-making activities. If you want more information from Sarah Nash, I'd be happy to introduce you. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember our motto, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.